I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Violence claims up to 100 lives per day in Mexico. And while this doesn't directly connect to the persecuted Christians, it does reveal their plight. Because Christian leaders don't support the drug cartels, they're targeted. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford heads to Sonora in a few days.
We have had a long history there. One of the things that I believe in as the leader of this ministry is empowering, discipling, and of course training up leaders and the next generation of leaders.
Wolford is preaching to an anticipated crowd of 10,000. Please pray with us this week.
We've just recently sent $75,000 of Spanish Bibles and Christian books. We sent that for the sake of a crusade that we're doing there, where we're doing a free concert, and then each of them will have the ability to get a Bible and a Christian book and then take one back to their neighbor.
And November is National Adoption Month in the United States. For couples considering adoption, it's helpful to hear from families who can share their experience. We talked with Tom and Deborah Crittenden, a couple who adopted teen siblings from foster care with Bethany Christian Services. Tom and Deborah say there are misconceptions about foster care adoption, but Bethany offers a lot of resources and counseling. They were also encouraged by the financial aid options available for adopting teens from foster care. Tom says adoptive families especially need the support of believers to show Jesus to their kids.
Just a vibrant youth group is good for the church in general, and something for teenagers to go and get to meet some kids through the church. And that's as important as anything, is just having that support.
Read the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.